Hey there, my friends. What is going on? It is Dave Sharp. I am homesick today, so I'm going to be coming to you from my couch here, and we'll have a fireside chat with our guest, who I am so excited to welcome. Joanne, would you please help me welcome Carly here to the show? Hey, Carly, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Just a little bit out of my element. Not in my home office, so I'm here on my couch. But I couldn't miss this. I wanted to talk to you, and interview you, and so tell us a little bit about who you are, and what brought you to Legendary.
All right. Well, I am a 26-year-old mom. I have two daughters. I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. And I actually came across the challenge when I was on maternity leave with my second one. And I live in Canada, so our maternity leave, I don't know how it is in the States, but ours, we only get like half of our pay when we're on maternity leave. So me and my husband were really struggling to pay our bills when I only was getting half my salary. And we were still sending our oldest one to daycare. So like all the bills kept adding up, and I was like, I really want to find a way to like earn money while I was on maternity leave. Yeah. I was like, this just isn't enough. And I actually came across it just scrolling on TikTok, and I saw another mom like me who was doing it. And she had kids around the same age as mine. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to give this a shot. And so then challenge, I found it so amazing because I myself am very scatterbrained, and if I get a bunch of information at once, then I am like, I'm out. Yeah. But since the challenge broke it down so much, I was like, I could take it day by day, and it really opened my eyes and showed me what could be capable with earning money online.
Yeah and really thank you, babe. My wonderful wifey's playing nurse for me today, so that's
yep. You know. I play that role too sometimes.
She said, "Hey, she's got her mind in the gutter over there. You know, she's the one who's always she's hitting on me. I'll be off the show here in just a little bit, honey. Don't worry." Hold my breath, she said. And it really is, for a lot of people, I think they kind of come into this looking for, like a business in a box, and, hey, let me just get started with some sort of kind of side hustle-y gimmicky thing that, I can, hopefully it'll get me a little something for a certain period of time, and then I'll figure something else out. But this is really developing skills. This is one of the things that we try to really get through to people is that, you know, we're not just handing you a business in a box. We're not just trying to get you to come into our company here and sell our lotions, potions, and pills and go tell your friends and family. You know, we're really developing skills, and it's difficult sometimes to get to communicate that because it's like, well, explain that to me. What does that mean? What do you mean I'm developing skills? How can I use this? How would you explain that the process here in which we're developing these skills versus just this being, you know, a side hustle business that, is maybe a here today, gone tomorrow, maybe probably not sustainable. I'm excited about it now, but it probably won't last. How has your perspective altered in terms of these being real? I call them transferable skills because they're transferable to other products, other niches. There's multiple business models that you can use them in. We recommend four particular, the core four. Yes. But really, these strategies can even be applied to existing businesses. How do you explain that, and how has your perspective changed about that?
I actually have a lot of people that come into my DMs asking, like this honestly, like particular question. They'll be like, okay, like I see what you're explaining here, but like, how does it work? What does it entail and stuff? And like, what's the challenge all about? And right. I'm like, the challenge, like, yes, it's going to teach you about, you know, like how affiliate marketing works, but it's also going to teach you skills that if you have, like, if you already have an e-commerce business, they can be transferred there. If you already do any of the other things that you can do online, like, you know, drop shipping, print on demand, like, honestly, it can go all there. Cause like in the challenge, it talks about, you know, how to do copywriting and emails and stuff. You can do that for any business. Like, yeah. Email marketing, every business uses that.
Yeah, so, or should be.
Yeah, should be. So like that right there, just, even just that is like transferable to anything, honestly.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And my perspective has changed because I had actually tried other like make money online things in the past.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been successful in some of them, not so successful in other ones. And then when I found the challenge and I did all of that, it really like altered my mind, you know, like there is nothing that's, you know, going to just be like you said, a business in a box, like nothing's going to be like that. Right. Like that just doesn't exist. But what you can do is learn the skills in order to build a business that will thrive and you can scale and just transfer it to anything that you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well said. It's well said. Can we put Carly's link up on the screen, her, whatever profiles she gave us, so people can connect with her as well. Go connect with Carly and we've got your TikTok and Instagram. I guess they're both the same. So cool.
Yeah.
that's awesome. How are you finding the time to fit this in? How many children do you have?
I have two.
You have two. What ages are they?
My youngest one just turned one and my oldest one is about 3.5. So they're very little. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. How are you finding the time to do this? Where are you, like, how do you even do that?
So when I first did the challenge and when I was going through the challenge, I was still on maternity leave. So my oldest one would go to daycare. And then I would literally just do it when my youngest one was napping or when they would both go to bed. Luckily both my kids go to bed at like 6:30. So I have like an entire evening to just bust things out and get things going.
Okay.
Nowadays I literally just find time where I can, because you know, it's so easy to make an excuse that you don't have time, but you do. You need to prioritize it, right?
Yeah.
Either like when I first wake up in the morning, I'll do some stuff then. When my kids are napping, do some stuff then. And when they go to bed, do some stuff then. I even do some stuff when they're awake sometimes. Sometimes my kids like to make videos with me. And it kind of turns into like just fun family time.
That's really cool. You're right. You do have time. You got to just prioritize it. Right. The other thing that came up for me when you said that was just the power of, like, it may not seem relevant at first, but the power of like kind of how you do one thing is how you do everything. And like for me, if I was just a single dad raising my kids alone, my kids probably would have, I'd have let them stay up late. But my wife, she's really good at having, routines, structure, and she's done that within our family and with our kids. And they also have an early bedtime and a routine. We do the same thing every night and they both go to bed at the same time every night. One goes to bed at 7, one goes to bed at 8.
I'm very strict on the routine.
Yeah. And we read every night. It's the same exact process every single night.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, that's been, thank God I had my wife to help with that. And now, you know, we've got these beautiful routines and kind of this pretty predictable life, right? Mostly that's beneficial for the kids, but it's also beneficial for the parents because you know when they're going to go to bed and you know, and you can actually plan your time instead of feeling kind of almost out of control. So this is obviously not kind of a parenting show, but it's interesting because if you want to be an entrepreneur, it might require some adjustments in some other areas. And just maybe think about that, those who are listening who are more like me, who maybe wouldn't have those type of routines, and how that can almost kind of, it's almost like we create our own chaos by just the things that are our weaknesses, and we may not even be aware of them. So cool. Anything else to say on routines or any other things that you do in particular with your kids that free up time for you?
Sometimes like my husband will take them to go do stuff while I do stuff as well. But like most of the time, I just do it when they're sleeping.
Yeah. And that's great. So you're not like when they're sleeping, that's like got to be super focused time. If you're saying that you're not really doing anything while they're awake, which is with a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, I guess, pretty impossible to pretty much do anything.
Really the only things I can do when they're awake is like sometimes we'll make some fun videos with them or.
If
we're doing something out as a family, I might take like a quick video and like.
Yeah. No, but you got to keep them alive when they're awake. Your number one priority is keeping them alive. I have a 2-year-old right now that's my number one job when he's awake is just helping him stay alive.
That's my 1-year-old. My 1-year-old tries to go for the stairs all the time. And I'm like, please don't.
Right. Now we've got gates that lock on our, I totally get that. So when you sit down, that's got to be focused time. I mean, so how do you prioritize that time? If, you know, because golly, you're tired. I would bet that sometimes when I'm tired, I have a tendency to just kind of aimlessly scroll and waste time doing dumb research and other just stuff. How do you approach those time frames that are limited for you? And are also very important because it's when you actually get your work done. Like, what does that look like? How do you do that?
Yeah, for me, I am, because I'm so scatterbrained and I can get like so distracted very easily. Something that I do is actually every day I set goals for myself. So I'll be like, okay, today I need to like make 5 TikTok videos, and like. Don't do anything else until you do that. Like, don't you dare scroll social media until you do that. Or I'll be like, okay, I need to write like 2 emails today. Like I kind of like the night before I will like set a goal list of what I want to accomplish the following day. Because I find if I don't have like a goal list or something that I can follow, then I just get lost and I might end up not doing anything.
So it's important for you. You just use basic little pieces of paper and pencil lists.
Yeah, pretty much. It might sound really basic, but that's really how I keep myself on track.
It's really refreshing. I mean, in this day and age where every guru's got a new app, new productivity app, there's a meditation app. There's an app that tells you, you know, when you need to eat, when you need to sleep. Yeah. I mean, holy smokes. Yeah. I like stick personally because I like a little to be able to stick it up on something.
Yeah.
I like sticky notes still personally. I've got sticky notes right on my computer. Yeah, you guys want to know, I'm going to do the Dave Sharp productivity. We'll do this course together here in the future. Amazing. You and I, we'll do a lesson on it, maybe at a mastermind one day. We'll do the Carly and the Dave productivity plan, and you'll go over your strategy for making notes on just a piece, and I'll show my sticky note strategy.
I'll be like, this is perfect. This is how you keep yourself on track.
Yeah, I think we totally underestimate just, you know, the power of like a super simple little system that just works for you, because we're always we're always romanced by the newest, greatest, latest thing that we think that we're missing. So how do you avoid shiny object syndrome? Now that you're in the marketing world, you're seeing probably opportunity everywhere. How do you stay focused?
My algorithm is wild. Honestly, I will like if I see like an ad for something or like that's like related, I will kind of like briefly look over it. And then I'm just like, no, I just almost, it's almost like having willpower to not get sucked into like something else. So I will just kind of just scroll by and be like, nope, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, it really is that simple, right? You kind of got to talk to yourself. And I tell you, one of the things that's helped me is stopping looking at things from a consumer standpoint and look at it from a marketer standpoint. Don't be so sucked in and romanced in to every new latest thing, email and ad that you see like you probably once were. And, and that's mindset too. You got to get out of that desperate sort of, I need, I'm not enough. Everybody, you have everything you need already inside of you. It's just about teaching you how to use those, that power and those resources. And look, it's just the strategy is simple little systems like we're talking about today.
Yeah, exactly.
It's helped me to look at things from a marketing standpoint. So if I do want to go down a rabbit hole of looking at somebody's TikTok or I want to look at somebody's video, or I want to opt into their funnel or whatever, I'm going to opt into it from a perspective of, let me look at what this person's saying. You know what I mean? Let me look at the strategy. Let me look at their copy.
I actually do that a lot too. I will opt into people's funnels just to like see what they're doing. And like even sometimes just take inspiration from it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the way that you learn. I mean, and you know what? It's free for the taking. You know, one of the beautiful things about this community is anybody can go and type in make money online and start getting an algorithm to start feeding them, you know, whatever a random assortment of just all kinds of stuff. But you know, to actually come into a community and you know, every day, and there's almost 700 back episodes as well to see how people are using these strategies, and you know that they're all making money, they're all getting results, they're all building email lists, they're all it's powerful to go and do research that way. Or if you see an ad that catches your attention, instead of, you know, like, sometimes great marketing is, you know, it's hypnotic, you know, so you almost got to like be aware, like, wow, I'm enjoying this. And let me analyze and appreciate the marketing and see what I can learn from it.
Yeah.
It's hard to do two things at once, you know, like watch the movie, but also think about how it was made. But it's really more about now think, you know, as a marketer and you're trying to learn marketing skills, thinking about how the movie was made rather than, you know, so much getting sucked into all of the things that are being said out there on the internet. Had you tried anything like this before? Had you ever, you said you had done lots of different or a few different things. What's different about now, either now or this particular strategy and approach and what's happened here through Legendary? What would you say is different with this than other things you've done in the past?
Well, one of the things that I did in the past was I actually had a print on demand business. I did it for about 2 months. And it wasn't too bad. I actually did profit from it and it was pretty good. But I did honestly feel like I was kind of lost. I didn't really super know what I was doing. I didn't have like any sort of marketing skills. Because I didn't really take any sort of training for it. So I just kind of did it. And then I just got burnt out from it really fast because it took a lot of effort. And then when I found Legendary and I learned the high income skills that I learned with you guys, my perspective just changed. I was like, there's so many things I could do with this. Like, it doesn't even just have to be the affiliate marketing. It can be anything. And like, just the skills that I learned from Legendary was just, I knew that they could be transferable to like, if I end up wanting to sell like my own digital products or do like one-on-one coaching, like anything like that, I could take these skills and apply them to different areas.
Yeah.
And it just, honestly, just taking the training itself just really opened my eyes and really helped my mindset with making money online.
Yeah. The mindset piece is often overlooked.
It is, yes.
You know, it really is. And, you know, we get into sort of self-sabotage habits and, you know, the majority of them happen just from our own inability to take personal responsibility,
yes.
You know, and for whatever reason, just because the mind is not, you know, you don't see the brain, it's just in there, it's inside of your skull. Whereas you see the biceps and the,
yeah. the
you know what I mean? The pecs, yeah. And the abs and everything.
Progress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So we put a lot of attention on that. There's a crisis. There's an obesity crisis in the country.
Yes.
You know, I tell you, there's also that may be true, but there's also a brain crisis and it's not just mental illness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that we don't ever really talk about our like perspective and how we see ourselves and how mm-hmm. we see the world. That's important. Our identity, yeah. You know, what is your identity? And if your identity is something that's, you know, so we've heard phrases like victim stance. If you have a victim type of mentality,
yes,
to where you kind of feel like, you know, everybody's out to get you and, you know, or if you give up easily, you know, mm-hmm. or if you get frustrated easily, or if you like to blame others, you know, these are
yes.
all kind of ways that you see yourself and ways that you see the world. And entrepreneurship really demands, it requires, if you're going to be really successful, that you really, you know, take a lot of responsibility. If I mean, pretty much all the responsibility, if I'm just not bullshitting
yeah.
at all, just
yeah.
like all of the responsibility. Right. And really, you know, there's a couple of things that have helped me and, you know, about my perspective, you know, number one, it's like, okay, like I welcome challenges, like mm-hmm. challenges. Like if I have to, I hear people say that, oh, I was working on my funnel for a whole day or, you know, I finally got this set up after 3 days. I mean, after 12 or 13 years of doing this, I mean, I can tell you there's been so many days to where I had built entire funnels or I had built
yeah.
entire keynote slides, 300 slides, lost the entire deck. My computer crashed. I didn't save it, wrote entire sales pages and didn't save it in the funnel software. And
yeah.
I lost it all. And I mean, just so one of the things that's helped me is kind of like realizing that challenge, like if something like that happens, it's just like that kind of shit happens to everybody. It's not
yeah.
like just me. It's not the world trying to get me or doesn't mean I'm not made for this or whatever.
Yes.
You know, another perspective is that's really helped me is like not taking things personally, you know, like
yeah.
everybody's got a story. Everybody's got something that they know, but there's going to be a lot of people who don't like you and you just, it's not about you. Their opinions
yeah.
and what they say has absolutely nothing to do with you. It's just all about how they're feeling or thinking in that moment.
Yeah.
And so I've really, you know, been able to persevere through criticism or hate or people not agreeing with what I'm doing, et cetera. What have been some of the things that have been important to your mindset as you've gotten started here? What are a few things that are like, yeah, hey, kind of like I just named out, like,
yeah.
like the ability to welcome challenges, not taking things personally. What aspects of mindset do you think are important or are you thankful that you've been able to, because nobody's got the perfect mindset,
no,
but you've been able to utilize as you've started getting going with this?
Yeah. Well, mine, I've definitely been similar to yours. So especially with like not taking things personally, because, you know, at first, like when I first started getting, you know, some comments that were not so nice, I did take it personally. And then I was like, you know what? I was like, hey, so I like shifted my mind. I was like, hey, we need to take a step back. And like a lot of these people are probably just criticizing because, you know, this is new territory for them. They don't know what it is. So they're just going to say what they're feeling, and that's fine. And I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to delete these comments. Instead, I am going to just explain. I'm going to answer them, and I'm just going to explain, hey, this is what this is about. And like, not argue back with them or anything. Just be like, hey, I welcome your opinion. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm doing. Another mindset thing that I've done, I remember in the beginning when I was first building my email campaign, actually, I was getting really confused on how it worked. And it honestly took me like a week to figure out how it worked. And there were so many times where it would have been so easy to just be like, you know what? I don't get it. I'm just going to quit. But, you know, I asked questions in the Legendary community. I asked questions to fellow affiliate marketers that had been my inspiration. Just really utilizing the community and being like, hey, what am I doing wrong and how can I fix this? And honestly, it was actually in the Legendary Facebook group that I found the answer to what I was doing wrong. And I was able to fix it. And I honestly felt really proud of myself just for even persevering through that. And right. It was a crazy sense of accomplishment once I got like once I figured out how to get my email campaign to work, that I was honestly, my mindset, like from that point on, it changed. I was like, I feel like I can push through anything. Like, even though it seems so simple and it seems so silly to think that just getting an email campaign to work really just pushed me to the edge to show that I could do it. But that's really something that like hit something inside me that I was like, I can push through anything. I can do this.
That is so powerful and such a great example of how a win, even though it seems like it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a total confidence game changer.
It was. I felt so good about myself. And I was like, we can
and
do
why,
this.
Why? Stop and think about this for a second, folks. There's only a couple of tools that you really need to know and utilize in order to be an online marketer, in order to do affiliate marketing, and in order to sell your own courses, coaching, or events, live or virtual. It's an autoresponder and some sort of a page builder, funnel builder. That's mm-hmm. it, really, in a domain name.
Yes.
Okay. That's it, folks. Those are the three things. They're low to no cost. It's like, look, if somebody told me, like back when I was just starting construction with my dad, was like, hey, look, there's two paths here that you got, son. You can go the path with your pops. Okay. And he's going to teach you how to use a lot of tools. Okay. A lot of tools. We're talking about hundreds of tools in his toolbox in the back of his truck that you're going to be digging for on a daily basis, all in which you're also going to need to purchase, maintain, and replace from time to time. Okay. You're also going to be going out to these jobs, son. You're going to be working in the hot Florida sun. You're going to be working in people's homes. Do they want you there? Hell no. They want you in and out. They want the work to be perfect. And they don't want you to do a number two in their bathroom, even though that's what you're going to need to do while you're there working in their home. Okay. And yes, it's going to, the work is going to be rewarding. It's going to be fulfilling. And it's a wonderful, wonderful occupation. Okay. Lot of wonderful people, very good people, have made wonderful livings doing those sort of trades. Now, here's the other option, okay, is that you can work from home or wherever the hell else you want, okay? You can work on screen, so devices, whether it be the phone, and then we suggest you have a computer or a laptop as well. So that is one other, that we should count that as tools, okay? An internet service. Okay. Yeah. Internet service is also something that, so there's a few things here. Let's cover them all. But here's the thing. The other tools are a domain name, an autoresponder, and a page builder. These are all $100-ish dollars a month. If you want kind of the top of the line, $100 to $200 a month, top of the line.
Oh yeah. And
And what do you think that I would have gone, holy smokes. Now I'm grateful that I got that experience with my dad, but my dad doesn't blame me for doing, you know, breaking off and eventually selling my tools to buy the computer and the things that I needed in order to really get started with this and turn it into a career. And so it sounds like it's a lot of things that, you know, and it feels like there's a lot of things that you need to know, but just taking a week, taking 2 weeks, if I went back and started from scratch, I would go back in and take, it would be a, probably about a month of really getting used to the tool again, right? For me, it'd be a month because I'd get in there and I'd set things up, and I'd put my emails, my, you know, my follow-up emails, I'd write those and I'd set those up and I'd get familiar with, my first couple of years of affiliate marketing, I wrote and sent a broadcast email every day to my list. Okay. I emailed my list live every day. That's how I got good at writing.
Yeah.
This was before ChatGPT and all these other things that are out that do all the thinking and writing for us.
Yeah.
So it's so, yes, folks. Wow. That was one of the most powerful stories that's been shared on this show, because it's something that every single person has an opportunity to go and do and have a major win. And isn't it sad that just getting familiar with the tool that is going to help you to create the and achieve the exact goals that you have is the very reason why some people get frustrated and quit?
I know. That's why, I think that's why it felt so good when I finally figured it out, was because like I was thinking, I was like, so many people probably try to learn it and then get frustrated and then say, this isn't for me. And I'm like, but is, and like a mindset shift, I'm like, but if anything that you're learning that you don't know, like you learn anything new, you're not going to get it the first time, right?
Yeah.
Like anytime I've learned something new, it's taken me, you know, a few times of doing it to actually fully understand it. So this is the same thing. Like you just got to learn.
Yeah. Did you, I don't remember if you touched on your education. Did you go to college yourself?
I did. Yes.
You did.
I went to college for early childhood education because I am an early childhood educator.
Really?
Yes.
And my. So you understand the process of really what is required in most situations, occupations, in order to actually begin making money. Okay.
Yes. Basically,
before the first dollar is earned in that profession. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that was many, many years of education.
Yeah, it was two years to get my diploma and you get like over 10 grand to do it. And you know what? My occupation doesn't pay that much. So
yeah,
it's like I went to school, paid all that money to do it, and it feels like I don't get it back.
Yeah. Now you're still in that profession, right?
Yes.
Do you have a, what do you see for yourself over the next year? Give us or the next 2 years. I mean, it's your life.
Yes.
Tell us what you're kind of envisioning for yourself as much as you already know.
Yes. I truly believe that I will be able to actually leave my profession either this year or next year. What I truly believe from what I've been able to do in the past 3 months. Because honestly, all I really need to be able to actually confidently quit my job is to make at least $3,000 a month. And I already make more than that doing what I'm doing right now. I've been able to pay off my atrocious amount of credit card debt. And that has been absolutely liberating. I in the next 2 years, I see myself being able to spend more time with my kids. And I honestly feel like mine and my husband's relationship will be better because honestly, a lot of our arguments and a lot of our stress with each other has to do with financial situations.
Yeah.
So honestly, I'm truly envisioning just a life of freedom and not even just financially, just like family freedom. Yeah. The freedom to be able to, you know, choose what I get to do with my kids and choose how I want to spend my time and just all of that. I'm truly, truly envisioning it. And I'm determined to get there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure with that level of determination, you will. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yes.
You have a similar attitude that I had, and you really do have to be determined. I think that's, and can I just do a time check? Are we good on time on your end?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you had time limiters on your end.
Oh no, I'm good.
Okay. So we really, man, just pure, going back to that mindset piece we were talking about a second ago, I think just determination, okay, is one of those things that I would add to that list, right? You just...
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You can't undervalue just the power of determination. It also struck me, it's so like... I forget sometimes because it has been quite a while. It has been quite a while since I was not feeling financially free. I mean, I've probably felt financially free, even though I got a lot of gray hairs and I'm 39. I really am not as stressed out as I look.
Yeah.
But you take me back to when I mean, because you're 3 months into this, you know, there's, I can say that. I can say I've been financially free for a long time. It's just because I've been doing this for so long. I am a grandpa, even though I'm young in this industry. This industry sounds like, when I say the industry, it's like, I feel like it's corny. But man, like, you just took me back to like how I remember I was doing network marketing stuff and just like you said, you were doing drop shipping a few things. I was doing a few MLM stuff. And one of the MLMs was numismatic coins. And so I was getting these numismatic coins, which are these kind of collectible gold coins, but they're less valuable than actual, just regular pure gold bullion coins, like an American. Yes. I thought I was getting like this, like they were $99 a month. And so I thought they were at least worth $99. Right. And so we were struggling. I was like trying to get things off the ground and still working construction, and we were splitting bills, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't have the money, and I didn't have the money for my half of the bill.
Yeah.
She was like, you better sell them damn coins. she said, you better sell them damn coins. I said, shit, man. I can't sell them coins. Those are my, you know, but yeah. So I took them down to this jewelry store, and I had like six of them or something.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, man, I'll sell them. I'll cash out. Right. I'll cash out.
Yeah.
And I take them down there, and each one of them is worth like $20. You know what I mean?
When you're expecting like 600.
I was so mad. But, you know, yeah, like I think it's amazing. And it's also something we don't talk about publicly, right? Mm-hmm. Because like, you don't want to be talking about the financial arguments that you're having with your husband.
No.
It's like, or your wife, or like those ugly parts of your life where you're like, you know, yeah, like, I mean, there's just shame attached to that, you know, you know what I mean? So I can tell you that there will be other problems in your in your life and marriage. When
there always will be.
There's always going to be problems. So I don't want to get up on here like, oh yeah, you know, once you become financially free, you're just going to be totally happy. Because the truth is that the only thing that's really important is our health. Because a man with his health has 1,000 wishes. A man without his health only has one, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get his health back.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But so I'm not saying that getting financially free, and what I mean by financially free is where you can pay your bills and kind of have everything you need and most of what you want.
Yes.
And you're still saving and investing money. That's what I mean by financially free.
Yeah, that's how I would describe it too.
So once you get financially free, your problems are not going to disappear. They're going to evolve. They're going to change.
Yes.
And sometimes some people, if you don't do the mindset work, you're not going to get to keep it. Right.
Yeah.
The challenge is once you start to become financially free and you start to get your life back together is how do I sustain healthy living?
Yes,
and how do I keep this and not self-sabotage in this mm-hmm. situation? So there'll be new challenges, but they're exciting challenges, and it's no longer fighting about the same old shit.
Yes. And that's something that I'm always working on is my mindset with the self-sabotaging, because I have been known to self-sabotage a lot, in which I will always, every time that I end up like paying off my credit cards, I've done this like 4 times now, which is why I'm like consistently working on my mindset of self-sabotaging, is because I've paid off my credit card so many times in my life. And each time I'm always like, I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to max it out again. And every time I do it,
yeah,
I've done it like 5 times. So I'm like constantly working on my mindset of being like, just because you have this money doesn't mean just go spend it all, because then you don't have it. Like you, yeah. Like you said, it's how do you sustain it? Right.
Yeah, totally.
Changing your mindset. So how can you sustain your financial situation?
I mean, it's hard not to buy stuff today. Oh. It's even harder, right? Because everything's here at the click of a button. Exactly. And I totally get that. I totally understand that. The only solution I've ever found to that, I'm sure there's great debt coaches out there. I'm not one mm-hmm. of them. I'm an earn money coach. I'm a business yes. and marketing coach. That's why I specialize in that and focus on that, is because yes. The only solution that I've ever found to that is to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, the debt that I had the majority of my life if I had debt, it's really not, it's really, I mean, honestly, it's probably just a little bit above the cost of living.
Yeah.
Living is expensive. You know
it
what
is.
I mean? I mean, you know, guys got to have a new pair of shoes every once in a while, or, you know, whatever. We also work our asses off and we want to treat ourselves. That is part of it. You know, I want to be able to do that and not feel shame about that. You know
yes.
what I mean? I
want to be able to yes, treat myself. Exactly.
I mean, my wife and I, we all just opened up. We got a couple of packages from Louis this morning. I got this orange shirt.
Nice.
This orange Louis shirt. Oh, and the yeah. pants that I got on. See?
Amazing.
Right? And she got this nice purse. We just opened them up this morning. They had came yesterday. Just a nice little thing you want to grab
yeah.
for yourself when you want to get it. It's like, what the hell?
Exactly.
I don't want to feel shame about that. I don't want to be guilty because I want to have nice stuff. And so the only solution I've ever found to that is just make more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the solution to every business's problem, you know how all these, you know, business, strategies, and there's everybody's teaching something
yeah.
about business and this and that, and you go to college to go to have a business, and, you know, Harvard teaches how to have a business. But you know what? You know the number one solution to every business's problems? Cash flow.
Yeah.
You make more money, you can afford more screw-ups. You can afford to blow more money on research and development.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what research and development is, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not here to say that we should not live below our means for the first couple of years of our business. I did. I didn't know it. I didn't know I was living below my means, but I was, and you know what? I even do it today. You know,
mm-hmm.
I try to, not buy a bigger house right when I can afford it. I mean, my wife and I just want to stay in the house that we're in because it's beautiful and we've transformed into exactly what we want, and just stay there and make a home and spend money on traveling and other things that you like. But I get it. And, you know, here's what I think is probably going to happen with you is that you're going to stay at this and get to a point to where you're making, you know, more money than you really thought was even possible. You know, really thought was even possible. That happened to me back in 2012. I went and I cashed a check, and I wonder if I could go to my bank or I could get it through my online banking center. I wrote myself a check, or I cashed a check. I can't remember. Because I own the company and we paid ourselves for the first time. Yeah. And $40,000 in a month.
Wow.
And when I, you know, I just couldn't stop looking at my bank account. Honestly. And I just couldn't believe it, you know, couldn't believe that. And, you know, now, and I'm not saying this to brag, people. So saying this for context and inspiration purposes only, but now, you know, AWeber, you can be an affiliate for AWeber.
Yeah.
I've been an affiliate for years, and I've got something like $46,000 that's in pending commissions because my PayPal account is currently disabled and I can't receive affiliate payouts.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, kind of, it's just $40,000. It's just kind of sitting there, and it's funny, right? Because, you know, if you look back to 2012, when, you know, I couldn't, you know, I had $40,000 and I'm going, I'm the richest person on this planet. I can't even, but you know, I just felt so like, this is so much money. And now, you know, I would have never thought any of that was possible or any of this was possible starting a little thing that I was on a little $500, you know, Samsung computer that my wife put on her credit card to help me get started back in 2009 or 2010 or whatever I started. But that's what I see for your future, is sort of that same sort of kind of path to where now it feels like, oh my God, if, you know, financially free, as if I could just have, you know, a steady 10,000 a month coming in per month or whatever. But, you know, there's people right here in this community right now who are absolutely crushing numbers that would just make, it would just really expand most people's minds. And we don't even go into those numbers and kind of flash those numbers around because we don't want people to set unrealistic expectations. But life can change very quickly when you get new skills and you apply them in new ways and you rearrange the way that you view yourself in the world and all the rules.
I already feel like my life has changed. And I remember when I got enough from commissions that I've made to just pay off one of my credit cards. And like you said, I literally couldn't stop staring at my bank account of just my credit card that was paid off. And I just kept staring at it. And I was like, I'm so happy right now.
Right.
Because I never thought I would be able to pay it off that quickly. And
that's an
example. I just stared at it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like this. And I was just like, this is real. Like I'm doing this.
And they say money can't buy happiness, and it can't. Not the paper, not the. See, we take that. Humans love to be dummies and take things literal, and just the devil's advocate, right? But the truth is that the example that you just gave, which is that, you know, the money, which was simply a result of you delivering value, enough value that you earned that money. That's the way that money, there's two ways that money is gotten. It's either stolen or earned through delivering value.
Yeah.
Now, everybody doesn't have to agree on the value. That's why it's an open market.
Yes.
Right. And the market sets the price for things because people have to be willing to pay for it.
Yes.
But you delivered value. You have money. Okay. Right. It's a number in a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But now you take that money, you move it over, you zero out a high credit card balance with a high interest rate that's causing you stress.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's not a meme. Like, would you rather cry in a Saturn or a Lamborghini? Like, that's a dumb way to explain it.
No, I hate
the way you just explained it, with where you're paying something off that's creating stress in your life, is a real life example of what, you know, money can do. What money can do. It's not just about, you know, crying in a Lamborghini.
No, like, it's not about.
Dumb example.
To me, it's not about like things that I can buy. It's just about like really like you said, just alleviating the financial situations that are causing me and my family so much stress.
Yeah.
It's totally. It's about like, it's all about that for me.
In our kids, you know, I guarantee every single person listening, I don't care if you come here and learn these skills and make more money, go do whatever you think's right for you.
Oh, absolutely. But,
you know, there's so many different things that you can do. We're not telling you to come go through our training and learn these skills. If you want to do something else, do something else, but raise your value. Give yourself an ability, an opportunity to make more money, to get out of the mindset of just trading time for money, and learn a skill that invest in a skill that you know will give you leverage, you know, and read Damn Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Understand the difference between being self-employed and a business owner, you know, understand what being a business owner really means. It's less, and don't take everything so literal. Understand that what really makes a business owner, he's trying to explain in that book, is that you have systems and people that are working for you, meaning that's, you have leverage. Mm-hmm. If you're self-employed, even if you own the business, but you're going out doing all the work, like my dad and I were in the construction business, we never got any systems or people working for us. So we were just self-employed, and you know, it was really honestly a worse situation than working for a good company and getting time off and you know what I mean? Like just not having to go out.
You have to do everything.
Well, we had to sell, do the work, do the service, do everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, being on the internet and having put in a damn video that you record one time that gets viewed hundreds of thousands of times is the 2023 version of leverage.
Yes, absolutely.
Being able to write a little email note to 1,000 subscribers about something that you're promoting to them and have a percentage of them buy, and you earn a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars from that, pushing that one button and writing that one email versus calling or texting or emailing everybody individually is the 2023 version of leverage, people.
Oh my gosh, it is absolutely amazing. Do you know what the best feeling is when I'm at my job of being an early childhood educator and I get a little notification on my Apple Watch saying that,
now, that I don't usually like Apple Watches, but I like good old mechanical watches. But I'll tell you, that's a good reason to have it.
Yeah, and I get a notification that I just made like some passive income from something, that either a video I made once or an email I wrote once, and I've made the same amount of money that I make working 8 hours a day just by something that I did like a couple months ago, that I wrote a couple months ago. And I sit there every time and it just feels surreal. I'm like, I'm sitting here like trading time for money. Meanwhile, my online business is making money for me while I'm here.
Yeah. And I mean, that's really also another great example of leverage. I mean, a lot of us think that, okay, well, I'm going to get a second job and drive Uber, and that's leverage. No, it's not. Yeah. That's exhaustion.
Yes. You know,
that's what that is, because you're going to burn out, and it's just, there's only so many hours in the day. You have to have, as you say, your scenario is really the perfect thing. I wish I would have had a more stable kind of launch pad, but you know, it served me well. Everybody's is situation is perfect for them. And the best thing is to embrace it instead of wanting somebody else's situation, because you probably really don't want all their problems if you really knew about them.
Yeah.
You'd probably take your problems back. But it's nice, your scenario is nice in the sense that you can experience, and plus you have children, so that security is nice to have a launch pad to launch your business. Those of you that still have jobs, which, let's be honest, are probably the majority of people, man, it's not a curse, it's a gift. Just use it as a launch pad and get your little dopamine hits in the same. I think that's a great idea. Get yourself, if you try, you know, get those notifications set up, you know, to where you got other things going on in it. You add a little bit of fun, you add a little bit of spice, you get a nice little dopamine hit there. You know what I mean? Gotta love it. All right, Carly. Well, I'll let you go and maybe we'll do a follow-up episode. It's been real fun talking to you. And
thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for hanging with me while I like this format, though. You know, just hanging out on the couch, you know, a little bit more laid back.
Nice and cozy.
Looking at our, you know, we've got it's a nice little view here looking out. I like to be just like a grandpa, just like sitting here, just kind of like, you know, looking out my, I like to look at my trees and my bushes and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we're just all covered in snow here, so
you are.
Yeah.
Well, you're in Canada for Christmas. Yep. I mean I don't know. I get cold when the AC goes below 70. I'm a real Florida boy, so I couldn't handle it.
Cold here.
oh dear. All right, well, stay legendary, my friend, and we'll see you soon for another episode. Okay. All right, my friends, Carly, what a great conversation that was. And really so many great examples of what's possible when you're determined and when you're persistent at something. Lot of nuggets, worth a re-listen, especially since it's Friday. And if you came on late, I definitely recommend it, especially if you have kids, that you re-listen to that, because she dropped a lot of awesome gold on that. All right, my friends, top of the hour here. Have a fantastic Friday. Be legendary. We'll see you back here on Monday for another episode. All right. See ya. Peace.